Hello, and welcome back for another chance to learn and improve your American English. The program is called As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We urge you to print a copy of the show and save the audio as a podcast. That way you can read along with us and even go back and hear the show as often as you like. Today, we turn to Cambodia, where the country's leader and the opposition are hoping to settle a year-long political crisis that has led to violence and arrests. Complete details are just moments away. Then we look to the stars. As the American Space Agency says, it is closer than ever to finding life in outer space. It is an extraordinary story that you won't want to miss. As It is coming to you from the Voice of America. Now, here is part one. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen and the opposition leader Sam Rangsi are working to end violent protests and arrests that have occurred over the past year. We asked Jonathan Evans to follow the latest developments and bring us up to date.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen and opposition leader Sam Rangsi are scheduled to meet on Tuesday, July 22nd. They hope to settle the year-long political crisis that led to violent protest and arrest. Sam Rangsi returned to Cambodia Saturday. Up to 20,000 supporters gathered in the capital, Phnom Penh, to hear him speak. He called on the government to release opposition politicians from jail. He also called for talks to end the country's political crisis. Political tensions in Cambodia remain high 1 year after disputed elections. The government said Prime Minister Hun Sen's ruling Cambodian People's Party won the election. But the opposition and international observers disagreed. In recent months, security forces have been trying to stop protest. Rights groups say the gatherings have been mostly peaceful. But last week's supporters of Sam Rangsi attacked security forces that were trying to stop them from entering Freedom Park. Gatherings are not permitted at the park. At the gathering, police arrested 7 members of Sam Rangsi's Cambodia National Rescue Party. The 7 opposition leaders had been elected to the National Assembly but had not yet taken their seats. They were charged with criminal acts. They could be sentenced to prison for up to 30 years if found guilty. Andre Georgetta is a spokesperson for the International Federation of Human Rights. He said the violence happened because security forces have attacked opposition forces in the past.
The main concern is the ongoing ban on peaceful assembly that is creating a situation that is very dangerous because a lot of people feel very frustrated and exasperated after months of demonstrations that have been repressed by the security forces, the security guards, and sometimes even by hired thugs.
Sam Rangsi called for negotiations to end the political crisis peacefully. Rights groups have criticized the detention of opposition members of parliament. They say the arrests make it more difficult to solve the political conflict. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Some people call it the final frontier. That great emptiness has caused people to wonder if there is any life out there, or are we alone in the universe? For a possible answer, we turn to the American Space Agency, NASA. Scientists who work there have recently announced that they are closer than ever to solving the mystery. Here's Anna Mateo.
Several leading NASA scientists spoke to a gathering July 14th at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. The scientists discussed the space agency's plan to find life in outer space. NASA continues to look for life in the solar system. That search is centered mostly on Mars and the icy moons of Jupiter and Saturn. But the scientists mainly discussed the search for life outside the solar system. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden opened the talk. He said it is not probable that humans are alone in what he calls the limitless vastness of the universe. The scientists spoke about improvements in search equipment. They noted the Kepler Space Telescope. They said the tool had been critical in expanding knowledge about exoplanets. An exoplanet is a planet that orbits a star outside the solar system. Kepler has discovered most of the 5,000 possible exoplanets, of which almost 2,000 have been confirmed. An Earth-size exoplanet orbits what is called the habitable zone of a star. The habitable zone is an area which could support liquid water on the exoplanet. Liquid water is considered essential for life as we know it. Kepler research has led scientists to believe that there may be billions of planets in the galaxy. Sarah Seeger is a professor of planetary science and physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She says space scientists think it is very likely that every single star in the Milky Way galaxy has at least one planet. Another major step toward discovery is the planned launch of 3 new telescopes. Officials expect to deploy the equipment starting in 2017. These telescopes will help scientists to learn if an exoplanet has atmospheric water vapor or carbon dioxide. Ms. Seeger says these 3 telescopes will give scientists the ability to find life on other planets. But, she adds, they will also need luck. It is a very big universe. During the discussion, the group of scientists took questions from the public. One person asked if the United States government would tell the public of a discovery of life outside of Earth. NASA's chief scientist, Ellen Stofan, answered, "Of course we would." I'm Anna Mateo.
Just look at how much we know now that we did not know just a few decades ago. This week marks the 45th anniversary of man's first landing on the moon. It was a small step and yet a giant leap for mankind. Since then, there have been many women in space also. For instance, 15 years ago today, Eileen Collins was in charge of a space shuttle mission to put an X-ray telescope in space. It is called the sister of the famous Hubble Space Telescope. And that brings us to the end of this edition of As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America.